You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
May I have a little chat with you and ask you a question?
Yeah, what's up? What's on your mind, Dom?
For probably a year, I've been having to come into work every day, see your smiling face, but there's a subtext to your happy-go-lucky attitude. There's something simmering below the surface that is a bubbling cauldron of sadness, despair, and want.
It's smoking below the surface.
And for a year, I've had to listen to Jeremy say, you know what I really want? I want a Traeger. I want a Traeger grill. My buddy's got a Traeger grill. When my buddy gets a grill like that, I got to have that grill. And I say,
Sound like that?
Yes. And I'll say,
really?
I'll say, just go buy the grill. I can't. It's like $800, man.
It's $800.
And I said, look, get the $400 one.
No.
I can't. And you know me, everything I buy has got to be huge.
No, I want to put a turkey in it.
Oh, well, you are a turkey.
I want a turkey in it.
So he's like, I want a Traeger. I want a Traeger. You think I'm kidding? At Christmas, I almost bought you a Traeger.
Well, what was the holdup, man?
$800.
I know they're expensive. So, and it made it worse because we were at the stock show this past weekend, and they have a Traeger booth there, and I wandered past it, and of course those guys suck you in, and they start throwing free things at you. They're like, if you buy today,
get
we'll
some
give
extra
you
pellets.
A bag of pellets, a shelf. We'll give you this puppy and a back rub.
Yeah.
And it's like they sweeten the deal. And I'm like,
holding out for more, are you? Well, for those of you who are tuned in, you're saying, what the hell is a Traeger? It's like a grill. It's a smoker, grill, blah, blah, blah. It's you cook meat and crap out
of it. It's like the ultimate man machine for the backyard.
Yeah. But they're expensive and so forth and so on. So, after a year of listening to you whine about this, will you please tell me, why won't you just go buy one?
It's not only the price. It's because I feel guilty because I feel like Nicole should get something of equal value that she's been really wanting. And I feel like she should get it first because then it kind of gives me permission then to spend the $800 on the Traeger.
So what does she want?
She has been lusting for a while to expand her diamond count on her finger. Let's just say.
Oh.
So she's got, you know, the engagement ring and then the band. Well, she wants a second band on the other side of the engagement ring. So it goes band, engagement ring, band on her finger.
Okay.
So that extra band is,
how much
you know,
is that?
Well, it depends.
Well, give me a rough.
Well, if we go, it depends. On
$1,000?
Let's just say $1,000. So I feel like if she goes and does that, then I'm like, ha, 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 then I can go then and get something for myself because she bought something for herself. Now it opens the door for me. I can do whatever I want.
Hold on. I'm sending her a text.
Because she's buying something that's really not necessary.
I'm going to send her a text right
now. Why? About
now.
What?
Right now. Hold
for
on.
For what?
Just hold on.
She's busy. Leave her alone.
I'm just sending her a text. Can you relax? Go buy yourself
the ring.
The ring.
But she won't. See, she's doing the same thing that I'm doing where she's like, oh,
please.
It's too expensive. I don't need
okay,
it.
Okay, I just sent her a text. Go buy yourself the ring, please.
So there's no way that I can go spend this money when I know in the back of my mind that, oh, there's something really that my wife really wants. I should let her do that. She should be able to go splurge on herself.
You know what this is?
I don't need this.
This is the old marriage quid pro quo.
Indeed it is.
And every married couple knows about this. It's like if one person gets something big, the other person has to be able to get something
correct.
Big.
It's in the vows. It's in the marriage license somewhere at the very bottom in very small
print.
Yes. That, if you get something that you really want that's expensive, then immediately the person next to you can go and get it done too.
And thus, all of America is billions of dollars in debt.
So sign up for Pay Your Bills at Mix100.com.
It's not keeping up with the Joneses, it's keeping
it's
up with
not.
The spouses.
It is, yeah. There's a guilt factor involved because you know it's most likely something that both of you don't need. But you just kind of want it. It will make your life better for maybe a week or two. So it's like, should I spend the money? Then she gets to spend the money.
Why don't you do it the other way around?
What?
Like, why don't you go buy the Traeger, and then that will give her permission to go get the ring.
But she won't. So ever? If that backfires, because she's like me, we're like, let's just save it instead. We don't need it. I don't need it.
Well,
she's more
things,
so than me.
Both of the thing, yeah, because she's got two rings on that finger
so
already.
So that could completely backfire. I'll go spend the money and get what I want, and then she's like, oh, no, I'm not. And then I feel super guilty.
I haven't seen a woman do the triple ring thing before.
It's really pretty. We've gone and tried them
is
on.
Is that
it
a
looks,
thing?
It's a thing. She really likes it, yeah.
No, but I mean, is it a thing as in millions of women are doing it? I've never seen a woman
I don't know
do
the
it.
Numbers on that. I like it when she does it. It looks really pretty. It looks really nice. So, I don't know.
Why don't you take $1,800, you go out, buy her the band and the Traeger, and come home in one trip. Save yourself some gas money.
Hooray, debt, right? Hooray, spending. Aaron on my Facebook says, the Traeger is a godsend. Oh, I want one, man. Does this go on in other couples, you think? Can we get calls on this? Like, if I get a pool table, you know, she gets a hot tub.
Hold
things
on a second.
Like that.
Here's Kira. Kira, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hi. How are you guys this morning?
I'm doing great.
I'm hungry for delicious smoked
here's
meat.
Here's the thing for me, Kira, is I've got everything I need. I don't need nothing.
Well, that's good.
So what do you say to Jeremy?
Honestly, it sounds like a simple fix to me. He buys her the ring and then have her buy him the Traeger, and it's better that way anyways because both of them feel awesome because then they're both buying each other what they want.
Well, I kind of like
me and
this.
My husband
it's,
do.
It's kind of a little mind game because I'll go out and gift her a new beautiful ring, and then I'm kind of like, no, what do I get?
Christmas was 1 month ago. You've both been jonesing for these things for a year. Why didn't you just do it at Christmas and those
I
could be your
know.
Gifts
and
to each other?
There was good deals, too, around Christmas.
I mean, it's like what I do with my husband, you know, when he wants something, then I'll go out and get it for him, and he usually turns around and gets me something he knows I've
that
been
wanting.
That
is some mind trickery right there is what that is.
Well, that's why I
it
told
makes
you.
It easier.
It's kind of good. What is there something you're dying for right now? What do you want?
Not really right now, honestly. I've got most of everything I want. My husband,
we
I got
all
him
do.
A... Well, I got him a handmade cutting board. I went to... I made it, and I actually made it myself for him for Christmas. And he went and
got
me
a plank.
A,
I mean,
got him a piece of wood.
Did you just go to Home Depot and get a plank? I mean, isn't that a cutting board?
No,
Tom.
It
if you
is.
Go to I made it. They
she
actually
it.
Teach you how to make a cutting board
so
yourself.
So you sawed it
so
into
you
the appropriate
take a piece
size
of wood,
yep.
And then you.
I sawed each piece. I actually sawed
sanded
each piece,
it down,
glued it together, and sanded it down, and even got the mineral oil for it. Everything because he likes to do a lot in the kitchen.
It's a and
Dom
something
it's
he's
handmade.
Been
is it in the shape of anything like
it's a,
Colorado?
It's a rectangle, Jeremy.
No, it's just a rectangle.
It's a rectangle, Jeremy. It's
leave
a board.
Leave her alone.
I'm leaving her alone.
It's
I'm
coming
talking.
From the, there's mineral oil on it.
Kira, you have a great day, okay?
All right, thanks.
All right, bye.
Thank you.
Don't. Why do you got to be like that to
what
people?
What?
Why?
She said, I made him a.
She took time to saw her own wood and go to Home Depot. And get the mineral oil.
You saw a rectangular
and make
board.
Make Colorado.
You sand it down and you rub some oil.
Now he can cut things like his tomatoes. Why you gotta be
Am
like
I
that? Shut
funny.
Up.
I might be the only person on the planet who finds that funny. It's funny to me. I'm not saying it's
from
not
the
sweet.
Heart,
of course it's
from
sweet.
The heart.
It's, of course it's sweet.
She grew the tree.
Took 27
she
years.
Got an axe.
Hello, Jessica. Good morning and welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Hi, boys. How are you?
Hey, girl.
So good. What do you got for us?
My husband did this to me, and he bought me a diamond. It was actually my birthday, and he got me, like, a purse, and it was really cute, and then the night was almost over, and then he's like, surprise, you know, whatever. And I was like...
wait a minute.
You sound really excited for that diamond.
Wait,
yeah, whatever.
He gave you a diamond, and you're like, yeah,
yeah
whatever.
No big deal.
No, but then, just a couple days ago, he goes, well, I want to supercharge my truck. I'm like, what?
Oh.
What?
Oh. So you've seen through this ruse, and you have realized that the only reason you got a diamond is so that he could pour money into his vehicle.
Which is going to be way more than that ring.
Yes. And so I want to take it back. And
take
be like,
it back.
You know what? We don't need it. It's not necessary. I'm happy with mine.
I dare
We're
you to
good.
Do that.
Yeah.
I dare you
will
to
you,
take it back.
Will you do it and take a video of yourself returning the ring and send it to us?
No.
She's keeping the ring.
She so is.
Jessica, we got to run. Have a great day. So she's not on board, though, with the quid pro quo.
No, because she saw through the trickery.
She doesn't like it. Here's Elle. Good morning, Elle. Welcome.
Hi, how are you guys?
So good. What do you got?
So funny. I am calling because I wanted to say that there's a holiday coming up. It's called Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And?
Yes.
Thank you.
And people do nice things for the other people.
Oh, is that what you're insinuating? I thought you were just pointing out dates on the calendar. So, yeah, nothing says love like smoked meat, I guarantee you.
Here's what I challenge you. Elle, thank you very much for the call.
I love you, Elle.
We love you. Thanks for letting us play with you. Here's what I recommend. Let Valentine's Day just blow right past and don't get her the ring. Wait.
Yeah.
And then for President's Day.
Yes, that's where the magic happens.
Because I spent an awful lot of Washingtons on this.
That's funny.
So
on that same note, Tana wrote in on our Facebook and she just said, Mother's Day, ring. Father's Day, Traeger. Solved. So you can couch it as a gift for the holiday.
Yes. That's actually really good.
It's really good.
And
isn't it
gives you months to prepare and put a little bit of money aside so it's not a
sure.
big $1,800 blow right at first.
Yeah, kicking the brisket.
Here's Sarah. Good morning, Sarah. Welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We got to know, with an H or without an H?
With an H.
The extra letter makes it better. Sarah, what do you want to add to this?
I think the holiday thing is a great idea, but I think you should just do it. I don't think you need to do, you know, you buy me something and I'll buy you something. If you're not doing it excessively, like spending lots of money on everything that you want, then it's okay. I mean,
so just do it. Go out and do it.
Yeah, just go and do it.
Who
I mean,
cares?
My boyfriend loves shoes. So
you know,
I'm
your
like,
phone is really, really breaking up on us, Sarah.
She's just saying, do
even
it.
With the extra letter, you your don't. Phone is not working out well for us. So she says, just go get
just
it.
Do it and whatever.
And you know, you guys are loaded. You're both high paid personalities here.
Right,
so,
yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, we'll get two of them.
Yeah.
Two Traegers.
Here's Adina. Adina, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys.
Hey. All right, so you get the last word on this. What do you want to add?
I've got a perfect take. One, I've been married almost 20 years, so I've been around the block, and this will blow over in like 4 years from now. You won't even give two, you know what,
yeah.
about each other.
About
by.
That. I won't even be using the Traeger by then.
You
I'm
know,
sure.
Well,
sitting there.
No, I have a feeling you will, but here's what you do, Jeremy. Get the Traeger, get the ring. Create, tell your wife you're making her dinner. Don't tell her about the Traeger or anything. Yeah. Hopefully you have some secret finances where you can, like, work that out or, you know, move stuff around. Wink, wink. Put the ring on the Traeger. Tell her to come out. Spray some liquid smoke in the air so it pretends like there's a brisket sniff. And she opens it. She's going to be mad at you. And there's her ring. And you both win.
Why do I even have to pretend? I'm going to put a turkey in there and shove that ring right inside that turkey.
Oh, dear. Well, you took it a step further. But I like that idea.
Yeah, you open it up and you're like, go
but
find it. Go find
angry.
Your ring.
No, she thinks she went out and bought this. You just told her you couldn't stop dreaming about brisket, and she's going to get puffed up and mad, and then
mm-hmm.
there you go.
But then I'll say, baby, you're the only brisket in my life.
Oh, my gosh. You
and then I'll get down on one knee and propose all over again.
You sound like an idiot.
It's going to be magical.
Sounds like you're going to have some good dessert. All right.
Dina,
I like you.
What
you
the?
Call all the time.
Boy, when you say you've been around the block, you're not kidding, are you?